Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. VNT Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. VNT Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call VNT Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from VNT Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at VNT Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call VNT Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call VNT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The Nation Radio.
To coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So happy to be here with you today on this beautiful spring weekend. We hope that you guys are enjoying the weather and maybe thinking about some improvements, because if you are, we are here to help. If you don't know where to start, how to start, whether you already started and you're stuck, reach out to us and we might be able to move that project along, get it done a lot sooner, a lot quicker, and make sure it comes out great the first time, so you can get back to enjoying your space. If you've got questions, you can couple of ways to reach out to us. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That translates to 888-666-3974, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button, and you will immediately send your question to us for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about patios. Is building a patio on your to-do list this spring? We're going to share some tricks of the trade to build a patio that will last for many, many years to come. Because I kind of tell you, Leslie, in all the years I spent as a home inspector, I saw a lot of bad patios more than I saw good patios. You know, the kind that are like all roly-poly and have weeds coming through them and just kind of look nasty. That's really, it doesn't have to be that way. We can stop all that with some tips.
And also ahead, now that it's spring cleaning season, there's a new piece of research that may have you rethinking how you use your bathroom. We're going to share what experts say is the best way to stop the spread of germs.
And with all the rainy, wet spring weather ahead, you may very likely find rotted wood in places where water spends more time than maybe it should. So we're going to explain the easiest way to restore the rot and stop it from getting worse.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead. From advice to answers to hot new products, we're your one-stop shop for all things DIY.
So let's get to it. So reach out to us right now. Again, that's 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just go to moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Amy from South Dakota on the line with a window question. What's going on?
We have crank-out windows. There's like three windows in a set, and the outside two crank-out. And I've noticed some discoloration, mostly along the bottom, a little bit up the sides of the window, and I'm thinking it's maybe some water damage from maybe the windows were out and it rained, but I'm also seeing it on the middle window.
Okay.
So that has me
questioning your water damage analysis. So, Amy, is the stain like sort of like a grayish color on the wood?
Yes.
So I think what you're seeing is normal oxidation, and the reason that happens is because the sun and the rain, of course, has some contributing factors here, but mostly the sun hits those lower edges, and it tends to kind of break down the finish, and then it starts to fade the wood or turn the wood color.
Okay.
The same thing happens if you were to leave raw lumber outside for a long time. It starts out nice and bright and sort of yellowish, and then it gets darker and grayer as time goes on, as it's exposed to water and to the sun. So I think it's just saying that these areas that you're seeing may need to be refinished. It's not a major problem. It's really a cosmetic one, and it could become structural at some point, but you might want to explore the idea of sanding those areas. And what you'll find is that when you sand them, you tend to take away that gray, and you get down to some of the raw wood that's just underneath the surface. So if you sand them and then refinish those with an exterior-grade urethane, and that's important, I would use an oil-based exterior grade because it has more UV protection in it, then you're going to find that it will last a lot longer. And in terms of those metal windows, I'm a little confused about that. It could be that sometimes when the water dries out, it leaves behind mineral salts, and that can look kind of discolored. One thing you could try, a little test for that, is to wipe it down with white vinegar, because vinegar will melt those salts and see if that goes away. And if not, I think my fallback would be it's probably just discoloration of the paint, and again, repainting them, this time with a primer first and then a top coat of paint, will restore the finish.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Brad in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Live in a house that's 20 years old. We bought it when it was new. And just recently, we started having issues with the temperature in the shower changing radically when you flush the commode.
Okay.
And I think I understand the physics of what's going on here. I mean, obviously, you're using a lot of, cold water all of a sudden. But what I'm not sure of is, why would it start after 20 years? It's just been a very recent thing, and why would it suddenly start, and is there a fix for it?
Do you have a pressure balance valve in that shower? Do you know what that is?
I do not know what that is, but I don't think I have that, sir.
Okay. So I don't know why it's happening right now, but I will tell you that the solution for this is a pressure balance valve, and that is a type of shower valve, and it's very, very common. So you may have it, and I was thinking that maybe it broke down, and that's why this is happening now. But basically what it does is it maintains the mix between hot and cold water, so that if you were to flush a toilet, run a dishwasher, run the washing machine, whatever, even though you have less pressure on one side or the other, it keeps the flow the same. So you may have less water flow in terms of how hard that shower feels to you, right? But the mix of cold and hot would never change. And this way you don't get the scalding, blast or the freezing blast that can really ruin your best day.
Well, it can certainly wake you up.
Yeah.
It's true.
So you're telling me that I need a pressure balanced valve shower head.
Yeah, that's a certain type of shower valve, right? It's for showers and baths. It's called a pressure valve.
So is that something you could add after the fact? Because this, like I said, this house was built 20 years ago. I'm not sure if that was a thing back then.
It was available, but I don't know if it's installed or not. I would probably change the shower valve at the same time, because it may be it's probably going to be built right into it.
Sounds like a job for my local friendly plumber.
I think it is. And it's not a big job, but I think you'll find that it'll solve your problem.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kelly, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
How do you get rid of freeloading bugs, slugs, and unwanted rodents from your yard, your garage, your basement, and your home?
Well, Kelly, that's quite a tall order. It sounds like you got a lot going on there. So I think, Leslie, we could divide these up into insects and then into rodents, right? Because you kind of approach them differently. And on the rodent side, that's probably the easier one to tackle, because you need to seal up all the gaps from the outside. Rodents only need the space about the size of a pinky to get in there. So you want to seal up those gaps. You want to make sure that your any food as well is off the floor. You want to make sure your containers, like dog food on the floor, for example, in a big old bag. Boy, rodents love that sort of thing. So you got to be really careful with that. We've got a great article that walks you through that and a whole bunch of other tips on MoneyPit.com. But I think this is a good case in terms of the insects, Leslie, for sort of a general pesticide treatment, because where else do you begin with that kind of infestation?
Yeah, I mean, I think unless you know specifically what's going on to treat specific insects, specific rodents, like it's more of a general treatment. And when you work with, you know, a pesticide professional or somebody who does this for a living, they're going to really know how to target everything.
Absolutely. So good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this spring weekend? I know a lot of kids have like these rolling spring breaks happening, so maybe you guys are on vacation or maybe you're doing some home improvements around your Money Pit. Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, are you ready to relax on your beautiful new patio? What? You don't have a beautiful new patio? We'll solve that with tips to build one that will last for years to come when the Money Pit returns.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Luxrock, and Spreadstone Countertop Kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? I can't believe that we're like midway through April. It's like actually really going to be like real spring and summer soon, and we're all going to be outside and having a good time. Well, whatever it is that you are working on around your money pit, whether you're enhancing your curb appeal to creating that perfect outdoor oasis, every episode of the Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights that are going to make your home improvement dreams a reality. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and embark on your journey to home renovation success. Stephen from Kansas has some issues with stone house. Tell us what's going on.
I have a native limestone house that was built. This is in the middle of Kansas, and they used a lot of limestone years ago. And this house dates back to the late 1800s. I have a problem with the mortar breaking out between the door frames of the house and the limestone. And I'm not sure exactly what to use.
Okay, so you have this mortar that's falling out between the stones itself, and that's called pointing, and that's pretty common, okay? Now, what you need to do is to remove the loose areas of mortar and to repoint it or reapply new mortar in those spaces where it's lost. So to do that, you're going to want to mix one part Portland cement to two parts lime. It's a type of Mason's lime. And then eight or nine parts of a washed building sand. And that's sort of the mix that is going to be necessary to create new mortar in those seams and have it stick. Now, that type of a mortar mix is designed to be able to be very workable so that you can get it in between those joints and do those repairs and have it stick and last another 100 years. So it's one part Portland cement, two part lime, and about nine parts sand. And then you add just enough water to kind of make it workable. Don't make it too wet, though, otherwise it'll just sort of fall off your trowel.
I see. Okay. I was trying to find something on the Internet, and I could not find what I thought was proper.
That's typically the way it's done. Now, you could also buy a mortar mix, but when you have a really old house like that, most people are going to mix it themselves.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, and I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you listening.
Well, are you dreaming of creating a relaxing paver brick patio space to enjoy the sunshine as the warm weather approaches? If so, we are here to tell you that this is a definite DIY-capable project, and we've got some tips to help.
That's right. So first, you know, in the realm of DIY patio possibilities, brick, natural stone, and cement pavers are really the main paving choices when it comes to materials. Now, all three varieties are installed in sand, with irregularly shaped natural stone being the biggest challenge to work with because it's kind of like assembling a giant outdoor jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, and, you know, figuring out that layout really is the next step. You're going to need to assess the space that you've got slated for placement and then plan for necessary drainage. Now, a good trick of the trade is to use a rope to outline the shape that you want. Then you can even set up some furniture inside that roped-off area, which will become your patio, to kind of get a feel of how much space you're going to have to enjoy when that patio is done, because now is the time to make those adjustments before you actually start.
All right, let's talk about how to avoid the most common paver patio mistakes, and that comes from not properly prepping the base. You got to get this right or you're going to get patio bricks that are uneven. You're going to get weeds that will come through. So take your time. First, you want to properly excavate the soil that's there and go down and get it nice and level. And then you add a stone paver patio base to that. It's kind of finely ground stone, not powdery, but like more like half-inch size chunks of stone that gets spread out and then tamped down. And when you do this right, and especially if you have a mechanical tamper, although most DIYers are going to use just a hand tamper. But it's almost as hard as a road is. That's how tough it should be. Now, once that's down, you can put a little bit of sand over that, like, you know, an eighth to a quarter of an inch, and you start to lay your patio bricks right in that sand. And once you establish that pattern, you continue through the whole area. Then you just add some more sand on top to fill in the gaps, and you are pretty much good to go. But get that right, take your time, and that patio will last a super long time.
Yeah, and if you already have a concrete patio, but it's starting to look worn and not really that attractive, there's actually a special type of paver brick that is half the thickness of a normal brick that you can easily lay on top of the old patio. Now, it's called a Milano paver, and it's made by Pavestone.
Yep, good point. Saves you from having to tear up the old concrete, too.
Taylor in Michigan's having issues with a door. What's going on?
We were having, like, some swelling around our doors, and so it sticks when you shut it. And we were wondering if, besides sanding it, if there's anything that you can do to help fix that issue.
Well, you got to really figure out where it's sticking, because that's going to determine how you fix it. So have you kind of figured out, is the door leaning and maybe one part is rubbing? Is it at the lock point? Where are you noticing the stick?
Yeah, on both of our doors that have that issue, we've noticed it towards the top of the door. So that part might be leaning a little bit, I think.
And have you tightened the screws in the hinges just to see maybe it's sort of loosened in its fitting in the jamb itself?
Yeah, we have tried that.
Typically, if the door is not closing properly, it's not adjusted properly. And, you know, the door can only move so many ways. And what we typically find is that if you pay attention to the reveal as the door closes, and you look for unevenness there, it's going to signal to you what has to happen. So, for example, if the door is rubbing on the top, then typically that hinge, the opposite hinge, has to be set deeper into the jamb so it opens up. Look, you can sand this, you can cut this, but you're better off adjusting the door, because invariably it did close properly once and it's just moved a little bit.
Right, and that's expected over time.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you can pull a screw out that's going into the jamb and replace it with a longer one that reaches through the stud. And just by doing that one thing and driving it in with like an impact wrench or a drill driver, it will suck that whole jamb over and fix the door like with one screw.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what you need to pay attention to. Taylor, we did a video for Yale to teach folks how to align the door for smart locks, and the same advice actually applies. It's called DIY Door Alignment for Smart Locks. It's on YouTube. It's also on MoneyPit.com. So just search for the door alignment video, and we will walk you through step-by-step all the different ways you can adjust a door. Okay?
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
All right, we're heading on out to Ohio, where Kevin's been dealing with some tree roots at the Money Pit. What's going on?
Well, I have a tree out front. It's a quite large tree. I'm not really good at identifying them, but I have very large tree roots going through my front yard, and it's kind of hard to get around with my mower. And I've thought about putting in a flower bed or mulching over it. I've asked a few people I know, and that's what they suggested, but I've also heard putting something over them could rot out the roots. So I don't really know what a good solution would be.
Well, first of all, you want to keep the tree, right?
Right.
You should understand that the tree roots are a part of the fabric of that tree, and you can't cut them away. In terms of covering them, I think any natural material like mulch, for example, or additional soil is going to have no effect, no damaging effect on them. I think that when you get into situations where tree roots get covered by, sometimes people have like concrete patios over them or that sort of thing, or brick patios, and then, yeah, it can hold a little bit extra water there. But I think that any type of a landscaping solution is your best course of action. You're just going to have to deal with the issues of it sort of popping up through the lawn and just, you know, enjoy it for as long as you have it. You know, we had a beautiful maple tree that I had to get rid of about 2 years ago, and it broke my heart because it was the tree covering the side of the house with lots of nice shade, and we had a hammock that was permanently affixed to it and an adjoining tree. And we lost it because it was just kind of started to die from the inside out and couldn't save it, so we had to take it down. So I say enjoy it as long as it is there, and use a natural solution to try to avoid having to, grow grass in a difficult spot like that. You could also think about ground cover plants, you know, like ivy or something of that nature. That would grow well in that shade. Just be mindful of the fact that it's not going to respect any boundaries, so you're probably always going to have to trim it back.
Right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. You're welcome, Kevin. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Now it is officially spring cleaning season, and there's actually a new piece of research that may have you rethinking how you use your bathroom. Just ahead, we're going to share what experts say is the best way to stop the spread of germs when the Money Pit returns. 888-MONEY-PIT.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
KZNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KZNR.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Enjoying the outdoor weather right now. You guys taking on some projects. I'll tell you something I saw today. We're having a roof put on a house, and I saw a new way to carry shingles up the roof. Now, Leslie, I showed you and Jim, our engineer, a video of this. It's hard to believe, but we had a roofer that actually carries an entire bundle of shingles on his head as he climbs a two-story ladder using both hands on the ladder, but none on the shingles. And he was, like, perfectly balanced and kind of crazy, but, man, I've never seen that before, so it really surprised me.
First of all, it was impressive. You know, this
was
not a slight gentleman. He was cranking up that ladder with those shingles on his head. And then when he got to the roof and got off of the ladder, he never put his hand on the shingles and walked right up the peak. I was like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going up and down peaks after he gets off the ladder.
It was impressive.
I'm not going to stand under him while he's doing this, but but I was impressed.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not going to be the one holding the ladder for him. But definitely, definitely impressive. Now we're heading up to our neighbors in the north where Pat in Ontario's got a question about electricity. What's going on?
So we have in our kitchen, I understand that according to building codes, at least in Canada, you're supposed to have GFCIs on your kitchen counter. We do not, and we've been planning to change those out for a while, but we actually had an electrician in to inspect our breaker box for an unrelated issue. As it happens, our house was hit by lightning. Thankfully, nothing seriously damaged, but an interesting experience to see how that affects things.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, like I said, everything, the breaker box is all fine. But while the electrician was here, I mentioned our kitchen outlets, and he said that it wouldn't matter if we upgraded them to GFCIs because the circuitry in our house is not configured for it, something to do with the breaker box needing to be changed, something needed to be, adjusted. But my understanding of GFCIs was that they just sort of operate independently regardless of what type of circuitry they're connected to.
That's a great question, and the answer is yes and no. So how old is your house?
About 30 years.
You know, I can't imagine what he's referring to with the box. It might be that he was he saying that he can't put a ground fault breaker in the main panel because you can certainly put it in the outlets. I mean, there's two types of ground faults. One is built into a circuit breaker and the other is built into the outlet itself.
Right. Okay.
So he may have been referring to the panel itself, but as far as the outlet is concerned, and the reason I said yes and no is because usually one area where people can't put them in or have difficulties when you have a really old house, like one that was built in the 1930s that doesn't have a ground wire.
Right.
But
definitely not the case here.
The way, and actually you can, even in a two-wire system, you can do it. But basically what you're doing is the electricians that know how to do this, they'll essentially wire the ground fault so that any diversion of current to the ground side of the outlet will essentially turn it off. So it's kind of like a faux ground. It's not a real ground, but it serves the same purpose of shutting the breaker off. But I think they're really important in those wet locations, not only in the kitchen, also in the bathroom and at the outside. And for those that are not familiar with GFCIs, that stands for ground fault circuit interrupter, and essentially detects any diversion of current to a ground source, which would be you if you were, say, plugging in an appliance that had a short or something of that nature. And if it detects 2/1000ths of a volt, it will shut it down instantly and prevent harm. There's actually a more sophisticated version of that now called an arc fault, which is great because an arc fault protects your house from fire. If it detects any arc, it will shut down the entire circuit. But I think you should go ahead when you're ready to do those improvements and add the ground fault in the kitchen. You may, depending on how that circuit is designed, you may be able to put it in one location and it will cover all of the outlets that follow. You may not necessarily have to put in separate ones at each outlet position. One thing, though, that you want to be careful not to do is to put it on the refrigerator outlet or even on the refrigerator circuit, because refrigerators, when they go on and off, they have a big power draw from that compressor as it starts to operate, and that will sort of trick the ground fault into thinking that you have a diversion of current, and it will shut off the refrigerator and ruin your food. You don't want to put it on refrigerators or freezers, but all those other outlets should be good to go.
And because you're not going to be handling the refrigerator plug all that much, it's not a big safety concern anyway, right?
Well, that's part of it, yes. But certainly the chance that your refrigerator could go off and all your food can go bad is,
right,
is a bigger concern. Okay?
Okay. All right. So you would – basically you're saying that regardless of how our configured – how our electrical circuitry is configured, it's a good idea to put GFCIs in those outlets.
It absolutely is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Well, now that it's spring cleaning season, here's a new piece of research that may have you rethinking how you use your bathroom. Now, you guys may have heard that the best way to prevent the spread of germs from your toilet is to simply close the lid before you flush. Makes sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you can actually get the children to flush, that's, you know, one step. But here go, guys. A study published in the American Journal of Infection Control found that flushing the toilet with the lid down does not stop the spread of small germs. Researchers discovered microscopic viral particles basically landed all over the bathroom when a person flushes the toilet, whether the lid is up or down. So that's gross. Like, what do you do? You just flush and run so that it doesn't get all over you?
Well, I like the fact that they found that the only thing that changed when the lid was down was the, and I quote, trajectory of the germs. So you're launching them throughout the bathroom. So they say instead of worrying about keeping the toilet closed,
gross.
The study found that disinfecting the toilet and nearby surfaces is the best way to reduce the spread of germs. And, of course, kids, listen up. Wash your hands, right? Wash your hands.
Ugh, this is all horrible. And it's crazy because you think about when the kids, you know, my kids obviously are bigger now, but when you think about when they were so small and closer to the toilet water as they're flushing, and, you know, they're probably watching it swirl down.
Yeah, that's right.
The germs are just going right in their face. So gross. Oh, the joys of bathrooms. All right, now we've got Bonnie on the line. We need some help sealing concrete. What's going on, Bonnie?
We actually had some flooding a couple of years ago, and we ended up with some cracks. So we fixed the cracks, and now we want to seal it. And we went out and bought some basement sealer, and it's so toxic and the smell is so bad that there's just no way we can use it. And I just wondered if you had a suggestion for something that not so toxic.
So if you have a cracked floor and you've sealed those cracks with, usually you want to use silicone on that, and then if you want to put something on top of that floor to finish it, you can use one of the two-part epoxy products. They work well. I mean, yeah, they're going to smell a little bit while you're doing it, but they don't smell for long. I just did my basement with the Deich coating floor product, and it worked terrific. So what I did was, in my case, I had poured new concrete on the floor, and then once it cured, I think I waited about a month, I used the Deich flooring product on that. It was two-part epoxy. You mix it together. You got to follow the mixing instructions. You got to do it just right because usually you have to stir these and wait so many minutes before you apply it. Then I applied it, and as I applied it, I used a color chip that comes as an option, sort of sprinkled it in there, and those are nice because it makes it look a little bit better, but it also hides dirt at the same time. It's not as visible, and it gives you just a little bit of texture to it. And then it cured it. I tell you, within, I don't know, 2-3 days, I didn't smell anything down there, and it looked great, and it was done. So if you want to seal concrete today, I think two-part epoxy is the way to go.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Robert in Texas is on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
I've got a faucet, a wall faucet that I replaced. It's new. And every time I turn a hot water heater or a hot water on, it sounds like a trumpet's going off.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's musical.
Yeah, it sounds like there might be a problem with that faucet. There's a washer inside of it that sometimes when it expands like that because of the hot water, it starts to sort of whine. And I might try this to start with. I might take the aerator off the tip of the faucet and see if it repeats itself. And
okay.
If it still happens with that, then I would switch out that faucet.
Because okay.
I don't think there's anything going to harm you from using it. It's just going to annoy the heck out of you. But I would do the easy thing first, which would be to remove the aerator, just to make sure it's not an obstruction there. Because sometimes you get debris in the line that will block that.
Okay.
Even though it's water, you think it's going to be debris-free. But I got to tell you, having pulled a lot of those off over the years, you'll see a lot of grime and grit and sometimes tiny even pieces of metal in it. So try that first. And if that doesn't work, then I think it's the faucet issue.
Okay. Like I said, I just brand new, but I guess that don't matter. Huh?
Yeah, well, if it's brand new, then you take it back and replace it or get another one. Get a different brand.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll give that a shot and see if it works then.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour on the Money Pit. Coming up, with all the rainy, wet spring weather that we know is a-coming, you may very likely find rotted wood in places where water is spending a lot more time than it should. So we're going to explain the easiest way to restore the rot and stop it from getting worse. So stick around.
Live in the Money Pit.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a roof replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to costly roof replacement. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped over 60,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of roof replacement. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune into the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks. Whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover, you can gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Now we've got Ken from North Dakota on the line with a question about roofing. What can we do for you today?
So I have a 20-year-old house that I reshingled recently and took out the power vent and put in, when we finished the roof, of course, then I put in the continuous ridge vent.
Yep.
And when the power vent was in there, the soffits were all full up with insulation, and then there was just every fifth rafter they had the four-foot baffle to allow air in.
Yes.
So now my question is with the continuous ridge vent, do I need to open up the soffits so that there's more ventilation in there?
Yeah, well, first of all, replacing, removing that power vent was a really smart thing. I'm not sure if you realize this, but removing it basically is going to make your whole home more efficient, because those power attic ventilators, what happens is in the summertime when they kick on, they're so powerful that they take air not only out of the attic, but they'll reach down into the house through all the nooks and crannies and spaces around wiring and plumbing and such, and it will pull out all the air-conditioned air or some portion of it, which means you have to replace it and it costs you more to cool. So that part was good. Ridge vent was good. To your question about the soffits, yes, you would be better off having those soffits be completely open as opposed to every few feet. You know, when you had the power ventilator, you were able to get away with it, but a continuous ridge and soffit vents is the best way to go. They work together to flush out warm air in the summer and cool, moist air in the winter, which can make your insulation inefficient.
Correct. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
Well, when wood gets wet and it stays that way for a long time, it rots. And with all the rainy, wet spring weather ahead, you may very likely find rotted wood in places where water is spending more time than it should. We're talking about places like a wood windowsill, wood porch columns, the trim around doors, or even the wood that trims the corner of your home or the fascia that's just behind the gutters. You know, places like this, they get wet and they stay wet and they may not have been painted frequently enough, and that's going to deteriorate into a soggy, mushy, rotted mess.
That's right. But instead of replacing wood that rots away, there is a way to restore and rebuild these areas for a lot less than replacing them. Now, two products I use for this type of a project are liquid wood and wood epox. They're both made by a company called Abitron, and I've been working with their products for years. They're very high-quality products, and they're what you call a high-performance epoxy. They work together to restore or rebuild rotted or damaged wood. So if you just have a little bit of rot and it kind of gets like stringy, you can use the liquid wood on that. But if you've got an actual hole, use wood epoxy. It's like a two-part putty. You mix it together, it sort of mashes together in your hand, and then you press it into the holes. And it's super lightweight. When it's done, it kind of cuts just like wood, sands like wood, and it just blends into the finish. So you can actually shape it if you have some fancy molding. But definitely a good way to kind of preserve and restore some rotted areas of the house for a lot less money than it would cost you to rebuild them from scratch.
Thanks for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. Coming up, do paint and primer products really work? Well, it depends. We're going to explain, so stick around. Live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 1-800-221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Administration.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What project do you want to take on? We're here to help you do just that, so call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Clayton wrote in to Team Money Pit and wants to know, are there any new paint and primer in one product that will cover very dark paneling, or am I stuck with double work of priming and then painting?
You know, Clayton, I think it's time for an attitude adjustment, because priming and painting are two completely separate processes and they have completely separate purposes. And unfortunately, I have found that trying to mix the two together, even with all the products that are out there that claim to be prime and paint in one step, they're just not the same. So let me explain further. First of all, a primer is a type of paint that is specifically designed to adhere to a variety of surfaces that you may encounter. It could be new work, like new drywall or new wood, or it could be work that has had some other type of finish on it. So it could have been painted before. It could have been varnished before. It may have had many layers of wallpaper on it before. And primer, regardless of the surface, if it's a good quality primer, it's going to adhere to that old surface. And that is really, really important, because the last thing you want to have happen is for that paint to peel away after you've done all that work. So a good primer does that. It adheres very well. What it doesn't do is flow very well or give you good solid color. That's where the top coat comes in. And so the top coat, once you put it on primer, is going to flow nicely. It's going to hide the brush strokes, the roller marks, and it's going to give you a good even sheen across that entire surface. Now, when you try to put these together, I have found that they work if you just have a certain narrow set of circumstances. Like, let's say you've got a wall that's maybe a bit dirty and scuffed, hasn't had a tremendous number of coats of paint on it, but it really needs a refresh, and you want to start from scratch. I think in a situation like that where it's not terribly a challenging surface, a paint and primer in one is probably okay. My problem with paint and primer in one is anytime I've tried to put a second coat on, it gets weird because it doesn't flow and lay like the regular paints do. So that's why I'm not a big fan of that, except in that really narrow circumstance. In your case, you want to cover dark paneling. Listen, you got to go with the two-step process here. Use a good quality primer. It's going to make that paneling look fantastic once you put the paint coat on. Don't try to do this in one. You're really going to get the best job if you use the two products, the primer first and then the paint.
And you know what? Depending on what that top coat color is, it's still two very satisfying steps, because first the paneling becomes white or toned, tinted primer, and then it becomes the color. So hooray, it's like two
exactly.
Different projects.
Yep.
All right, Andrew wrote in saying, my home was built 25 years ago and has the original vinyl siding. In a few places, it's starting to get a few holes, and I'm wondering if those panels can just be replaced and what's involved to do so.
Yeah, I mean, you can take vinyl panels off, vinyl siding panels off. There's actually a tool. It's a zipping tool or an unzipping tool. It kind of slides between the panels and takes them apart. And once you get the first one off, you can take subsequent ones off. Now, you first need to find out if there's new vinyl siding available by that same manufacturer. And even if there is, I will caution you that you may have a coloration difference between the two, because vinyl siding does fade. Now, if that's the case, you know, if it's an inconspicuous area, maybe you don't care so much. But if it's going to be really visible, the other thing that you can do with vinyl siding that a lot of people don't know is you could paint it. You could paint it and have it last a long time. So you could make the repair and then paint the vinyl siding and everything would match.
All right. Good luck with that, Andrew.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. If you've got some projects in mind and weren't able to get through to us today, remember, you can do that 24-7 when you call us at 888-MONEYPIT or always online at MoneyPit.com/ask. Happy spring, everybody. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web.
Via satellite, social media, and on the radio. It's in our name, Radio America.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This report's sponsored by Kia. SUVs make up nearly 50% of all vehicles sold in the United States. But not all SUVs and crossovers offer the same capability, flexibility, and options. From passenger seating to available all-wheel drive and hybrid models, the most popular automotive category now offers more variety than ever. To find one that's best for you, ask yourself, what kind of vehicle do I want? How much space do I need? Whether you're looking for an off-road adventure or a highway companion, an SUV may be the perfect fit for your next vehicle. SUVs are an affordable option for many consumers, adding to the long list of reasons to consider one for your next vehicle. Not only are they spacious and offer more flexibility, they're also more fuel efficient than ever before. James Bell is the head of corporate communications at Kia America.
SUVs are prepared for a wide range of situations. With generous passenger accommodations and large cargo areas, they fit the needs of many new vehicle buyers. They come in various sizes, are versatile, dependable, and many come with all-wheel drive for the toughest conditions. If you're looking for something new in your driveway, an SUV might be the perfect choice.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
Farmers Insurance presents 60 Seconds of Service.
Home away from home? That story next.
As a top military employer, Farmers Insurance thanks all service members and their families for preserving freedom at home and overseas.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
For medically retired Marine Corps veteran Sergeant Landon Beck, the idea of living in a modern five-bedroom home after years of squeezing his family into a double-wide trailer is going to take a little getting used to. Beck, his wife Jessica, and their six children recently moved into a Winter Garden, Florida home built especially for them by the Home at Last Project, an area nonprofit that partners with other local organizations to provide mortgage-free homes for veterans wounded in combat during the Iraq and Afghanistan war. And the house came fully furnished. For more great stories and interviews, just visit thenationaldefense.com.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Hey, you! Ever wanted to learn a language like French or Spanish or even Norwegian, but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Quick 10-minute lessons.
Siesta.
Fabula. Games, podcasts, even live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase.
In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Mark of FCA US LLC.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to your DIY help desk. If you've got a project that you need to get done, you don't know where to start, or maybe you're not going to do it yourself, you're going to hire a pro and need to know what to ask, what to look for, how to find the best price for the best work, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, we are here for you. Coming up on today's show, if you think the best way to save time and energy cutting the grass is set that mower as low as possible, figuring, if I set it down low, I'm not going to have to mow that often, right? Well, you may be surprised to find out that that can end up being a lot more work in the long run. We'll share why just ahead.
And if a new roof is in your future, there's one type that looks great and can stand up to virtually anything that Mother Nature can dish out, and it can do so for up to 50 years or more. We'll explain why metal roofs are the best choice for durability, style, and energy efficiency just ahead.
And few home improvements bring more beauty and value to a home than adding a hardwood floor. We'll share some tips on advances in hardwood flooring that makes this product much easier to install.
But first, we're here to offer expert help for the care and feeding of your home and help you create your best home ever and to tackle your to-dos with confidence. So let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
That's right. Help yourself by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Debbie in Arkansas is on the line and has a question to help her daughter's house. What can we do for you guys?
Hi, my daughter recently bought a house. It's an older house that's been remodeled, and she was going to renovate around her fireplace, and she discovered that the large wall behind the fireplace, which is about a 20-foot wide wall, has got it had brick behind the plaster, and so she took all the plaster down, but it had been put up with liquid nails. So there's liquid nails all over this brick, all over it, and it's made a terrible mess, and she's called in a couple of people to give bids, and it was thousands of dollars to either re-brick over it or chisel it down, and they said it would probably ruin the brick if they did. And so I was just curious if you had any ideas at all. We looked up on the Internet, and there was one about a heat gun possibly, but I thought maybe you might have a cheaper or easier way of doing it.
Well, it's quite a mess. Yeah, I mean, certainly you can use a heat gun, but a heat gun is very hot, and it's going to cause all kinds of fumes. And the problem with the fact that you had this type of adhesive, it's going to soak into the pores of the brick. So at best, even after doing all that, you're going to end up painting the brick, which we hate to tell anybody to do because it's going to, otherwise it's just going to look terrible. You're never going to have that natural brick. That decision was made for you by whoever decided it was a good idea to glue the plaster right to the brick without putting up any kind of a furnace strip or something of that nature. There are, you know, various types of adhesive softeners out there, but I fear that even if you went through all that trouble, you're still going to have a very undesirable looking surface. So I think if, I'm sorry that it's all torn up now, but I think if it was me, I would probably fur over that, attach wood strips to that brick surface, and I would probably put new drywall or some other surface over it at this point and give up on the idea of having an exposed brick wall, unless, of course, you want to rebrick the whole thing, which is, you know, a big mess and a big job.
And a big expense, too.
And a big expense, yeah, of course, yep, absolutely.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Paul in Nevada, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I listen to you guys all the time, and you talk about the importance of attic ventilation and insulation. And I was wondering, here in Las Vegas, we have the tile roofs, so we really don't redo them ever. I think they're lifetime roofs.
Right.
And I hear you guys talking about the ridge vents being the best thing.
Yes.
But I, without major unneeded construction, I can't put one of those in.
Yep.
I currently have gable end vents and soffit vents.
Yeah.
And I have two portions of my roof where my AC is located on the roof that is tar shingles that I can put in, like, I don't know what they're called, like the whirligig vents?
Yeah, like a power ventilator. Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Now, would those improve my ventilation, or should I just stick with the gable end and soffit vents?
Describe this roof section where you think you could get in additional vents. How wide is it?
Pretty wide. My AC unit on the roof is about 4 foot long, and there's about 2 feet on either side of it with the asphalt shingles, and the rest of it is the tile, the red clay tile.
The kind of vent that you're describing that spins, I don't think that's going to be very effective. But what I would do is I would put just a plain square flat roof vent in there. You can layer it into the shingle so it doesn't leak. That will help. Given your specific set of circumstances and that you have a tile roof, so it would be very, very difficult to put a ridge vent. I'd say just keep the rest the way it is. Keep those gable vents open. Make sure if you go up in the attic and look down that there's no insulation blocking the soffit vents so that everything is nice and open. And I think that's the best thing you can do. But if you wanted to put an additional vent in that asphalt section, I would just put a flat roof vent in there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Happy spring, everybody. What are you working on? Perhaps you're thinking about ways to save time and energy cutting your lawn. Well, here's a tip. Setting the mower as low as possible isn't going to help, but we'll tell you why and what can after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, tune into the Money Pit podcast for expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You can gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro. Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a floor finishing question. How can we help you?
I do have a question about my hardwood. It's the old solid hardwood from this put down back in the 50s. I love it, and I refinished it probably about 15 to 17 years ago. And with the time and traffic, the top is wearing now, and I need to sand it down and resurface it. And when I did it then, I used gem seal. But I want to know what would be the best product that would be long-term lasting and something that would be user-friendly for an individual.
Okay, so first of all, in terms of the sanding it down part, does the floor have any really severe wear, or is it just the finish that's worn?
Just the finish.
So you don't have to sand it down all the way. What you can do is you can basically just lightly sand the surface. There is a machine called a U-Sand machine, which is like an abrasive disc sander that you can rent at a home center or a hardware store. and has like four abrasive discs in it. It does have like a vacuum system built in, so it doesn't leave dust all over the place, but it won't wear down the wood too much. It'll just sort of take that top layer of finish off and get it ready to be refinished. Because with hardwood floors, you don't want to sand them completely down if you don't have to, because that takes many years off their life. When you take all that finish off down to the raw wood, it's really not necessary. And then after you sand it, then you can apply an oil-based polyurethane. So not water-based, but oil-based. Not acrylic-based, but oil-based. And you're going to apply that with what's called a lamb's wool applicator. It's kind of like a mop. And you dip it into a paint tray, you apply it in very smooth, even coats. Start on one end, work your way out the door, and then leave for a good 4 or 5, 6 hours, depending on the weather.
Okay, with the windows open.
Yeah. If it's a nice dry day and the windows are open, that's the best thing. But just remember, whatever it says for drying time on the can, at least double it, because it tends to be a bit sticky for a while.
Okay, so an oil-based polyurethane and a lamb's wool applicator.
Yep, and then with a light sanding before you start the whole thing, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Joyce. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, we get more questions on floors than any other topic on this program.
Well, and they, you know, occupy a large portion of your home.
They
and
do.
There's always something to do with
and
them.
And they take a lot of abuse, so that's probably why people need to fix them all the time.
Dennis in California is on the line with the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I have a house that was built in 1979, and it has T111 siding on it. And I'm wanting to change the siding on it. I want like a cement board lap siding. But my question is it practical or feasible to just Tyvek wrap over my T111 and then go ahead and put my new siding on top of that, or will I be sandwiching into problems?
Well, T111, for those that are unfamiliar, is essentially plywood siding, and it serves two purposes. It's a siding and it's the sheathing. So you do not have to remove that. Now, the downside is that you're going to have to pack out, so to speak, around the windows. The windows will be a bit deeper than perhaps you've seen in the past, but that siding can stay just like that. You can put Tyvek over the siding and then over the existing T111 siding, and then add your hardy plank over that. Just follow the manufacturer's installation instructions. But there's no reason for you to pull that plywood off, because frankly, if you did, I'm afraid that you'd have to replace it with just regular plywood, and there's really no point to that. The T111 serves a structural purpose as well as keeping the water out of your house.
Oh, you know, that makes sense. I didn't think that. It actually takes care of the shear, doesn't it?
It does. That's right. Mm-hmm. It protects it against the shear and the racking forces.
That makes sense. Okay, great. Now I have a direction to go. My concern was is that if I put a solid, if I sandwich something in, was I, you know, sandwiching in some moisture or anything like that, and I didn't want to create problems down the road.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. If you use good siding on top of Tyvek, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Well, most people don't really give their grass cutting much thought, but you probably should, because done right, you'll definitely enjoy a beautiful, healthy lawn. But if you do it wrong, you're going to end up with a weed-filled dust bowl. So here's what you need to know.
Yeah, first of all, you want to avoid scalping the lawn. Now, a scalped lawn is going to be vulnerable to diseases and weed infestation. Taller grass develops deeper roots, and that's going to create a lawn that can better withstand drought. Now, the general rule is to never remove more than one-third of total grass blade length in a single cutting.
Now, you also want to avoid mowing in the same direction every time you mow to avoid compacting the soil and creating sort of ruts in the lawn. And finally, keep your mowing blade sharp. If you do, you'll get the best mowing results. Sharpening the blades at least a couple of times during the mowing season is not a difficult DIY project. Just follow the manufacturer's guidelines for removing the mower blade and reattaching it after it's sharpened.
Donna in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in an old, it's a two-story cedar shingle house. And anyway, years ago, I used to be able to put Olympic stain on it, and I kept it stained, but then they changed the law where I couldn't use stain anymore. So it was painted in the late, probably 99. Well, now the paint started peeling, so I had one of my sons came and pressure washed it. This is about 2 years ago now. But he couldn't get all the paint off. And it's flaky, and it's because of the shingles and these little grooves, you can't get it all out. And I live in a two-tone house, a brown stain where the paint's peeling and the green where the paint's not peeling. And it looks terrible. And I've called I've phoned two different contractors and gave them the address, and they must have just come by and looked at it, and they never even called back, let alone stopped by.
Chased them off, huh?
Yeah. Yes, plus they have to have a special license because the house is so old, it has to be in this state anyway. It costs them thousands and thousands of dollars because in case there's lead outside in the paint, well, it was stained, not painted.
So, you know, aside from all the drama associating with this, it's really quite a basic problem. When you have all of these layers of paint that are on the material over all of these years, at some point you're going to lose adhesion to the original substrate, which is the cedar. The only solution in that case is to remove the paint to get down to the originally natural wood. So pressure washing it is fine for the loose stuff, but beyond that, you've got to scrape and sand because you've got to get some of that natural wood to kind of show itself through the remaining stained areas that are painted, because once it's ready, truly ready, where you've got all the loose stuff off and your surface has been abraded properly, then you can apply an oil-based primer. And the purpose of the primer is kind of a layer. It has different qualities than paint. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And so if you use an oil-based primer on there, you'll get very good adhesion to the cedar. Once that thoroughly dries, then you can paint on top of that. And the top coat of paint does not have to be oil-based. But the primer does. That's what's going to give the adhesion. But you can't just keep putting good paint over bad paint. Otherwise, the problem of peeling will just continue to repeat itself. Does that make sense, Donna?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Matt in Texas on the line with a sink flange issue. Sounds like a personal problem, Matthew. Okay. What's going on at your money pit, Matthew?
All right, so I got a regular sink about 10 feet away. We have an island, and it has a single bowl sink on it. The sink flange, after about 6 months, it starts to kind of rust and pit and oxidize. Just the flange itself, not the stainless steel sink. There's no caustic chemicals going through it. Nothing out of the ordinary that doesn't go through the other sink. The basket has switched from sink to sink. Nothing happens there. That static didn't change at all. I've replaced the flange about 3 times in the last 2 years.
When you replaced the flange, did you put in plumber's putty underneath it?
I've used 3 different brands of plumber's putty. I have no corrosion on my copper supply lines. I went from stainless steel to plastic P-traps. I have no other corrosion issues underneath the sink. They're the exact same faucets for both sinks. We have filtered water.
And the sink flange has a gasket underneath it as well?
Yes, it does, on the inside that mats to the sink.
Right, so there's no connection. There's no chance here that this is sort of a corrosive condition that's happening because of two dissimilar metals, which can occur. The only thing that's really left here is the quality of the finish on these flanges. Have all the flanges come from the same source of supply?
Come from 3 different areas.
But is it the same manufacturer or are they different brands?
No, different brands, different brands. Huh. I finally went from stainless steel and put an oil rub bronze one in just to see if that makes any difference. Now, I will notice that after I'll change it, after about a month and a half or so, I'll get a rotten egg smell out of the drain.
So that's a sulfur smell, and it's usually caused by a problem with the water heater. There's a sacrificial anode in your water heater. And if that sort of wears away, you'll get a sulfur smell. And you mentioned you had filtered water, so you're probably filtering out that to some extent. But, look, some water is more acidic than others, but this is an odd problem. I think it probably has a lot to do with the quality of the stainless and perhaps the acidity of the water. So I don't think I have a good solution for you, except that I've learned over the years that stainless steel quality varies dramatically. And it may be that everybody you're buying these flanges for is making the same quality stainless, and it's just having a hard time mixing with your particular water supply here. Because it sounds to me like you're doing everything else right, Matt. I'm sorry I don't have better advice for you, but I think this is a corrosive condition that's caused by the quality of the stainless and the acidity of the water.
Okay. All right, Will. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Matt. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if a new roof is in your future, there's one type in particular that looks great, can stand up to virtually anything that Mother Nature can dish out, and it can do so for up to 50 years or more. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525, 802-341-4525, 802-341-4525, that's 802-341-4525.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got a project on your to-do list, just slide it right over to ours when you call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll help you get started. We'll help you get finished if you're stuck in the middle. Whatever's going on in your house, we are your one-stop shop to get it moving once again.
Diane in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We live in New Jersey, and my dad had the Pennsylvania Dutch come all the way to New Jersey. And they put up a beautiful gambrel pole barn.
Okay.
You know, with that nice shape to it. But I noticed, you know, there are, like, little rafters along the edge. And even though they have little holes in them, every year the flies come in through there, and I have hundreds all dead at the end of summer. And I don't know what I could do to stop that problem.
So you have – this is a barn that you have, and it's a fairly open barn. I mean, you're not going to keep the flies out of the barn. You can't make it that tight because, by the nature of the building, it's pretty drafty. Correct?
Well, actually, my dad, we never had any animals. There's stalls, but it's completely closed all the time. It's got two electric doors at either end, and a door. So it is contained. The only way they're getting in is through, like, under the edges of the roof. There's like a. It looks like a. I don't know. You know, the gutters sort of looks like gutter situation, and there's an opening there, and the sunlight and the air go through it, which I guess you need for animals, but we're not using it for animals.
So at the roof edge, the rafters, does it have a complete soffit? Is it constructed so that you have like a flat vented area underneath it, or is it just wide open?
No, there is a vented area, and I looked at it closely. And it appears to have, it's got little holes in it big enough for flies.
So that they're not getting in this soffit area where you're suspecting?
I don't know. I thought they were coming through those holes.
Yeah, but if they're that small, they're not coming in. Look, typically soffit ventilation is too small for insects to get into. So they're probably coming in a different way. Do you have a ridge vent at the peak?
Actually, it's just for looks because there is a staircase that goes up to the top of the barn, and there's no openings in the roof.
Diane, you know, if you're trying to keep these barn flies out of the barn, there's really two ways to approach this. Mechanical, which is what we're talking about in terms of making sure that you have screening wherever it's necessary, and this would include any vents, gable vents, cupola vents, soffit vents, and the like. Then, of course, you mentioned that it has large doors that generally stay closed. I guess there's not much you can do right there. But the second technique is chemical, and there are professional pesticides that are designed specifically to deal with these flies. There's usually some formulation of pyrethrin that essentially is sprayed inside the barn to control these insect populations. And, in fact, in some cases where you actually have livestock, there are formulations that can also be applied to the livestock without harming them. So I would do two things. I would make sure that I examine the barn very carefully for any additional openings where these flies can get in, and then I would consult a pest management professional for an appropriate application of pesticide, because you have such a severe problem. I don't think this is anything you're going to be able to handle with, say, a more natural, smaller scale approach like I might give you for your house. In this case, I think you need to choose the right product and have it applied properly. And when done in accordance with all the label directions, I think it is a relatively safe thing to do.
Well, if a new roof is in your future, there's one type in particular that looks great, can stand up to virtually anything that Mother Nature can dish out, and can do so for up to 50 or more years. We are talking about quality metal roofs. Now, a metal roof is definitely the best choice if you're looking for durability, style, and energy efficiency, and there's lots of reasons for considering one now for your home.
Yeah, and one of my favorite is this, longevity. I mean, quality metal roofs are going to last up to 50 years or more, which is like three times longer than traditional asphalt shingle roofs. Plus, they're 100% recyclable, which makes them a very eco-friendly choice. Now, they're very, very weatherproof. If you're talking about standing up the blazing sun or pounding hail, metal roofs really stand up. They're actually engineered to withstand extreme winds and hailstorms and even the threat of wildfires, which is why they're so popular out west. And in snow-prone areas, they hold their own against very heavy loads of snow and ice.
Now, we're also going to talk about energy efficiency, because energy efficiency is not usually a consideration when it comes to roofing, but there is a big efficiency benefit when you choose today's quality metal roofs, because they have coatings on them that are going to reflect that solar heat away, and that's going to cut down on your cooling costs, and then that's going to keep your home more comfortable year-round. Plus, these metal roofs, they just look great. They come in a wide variety of colors, textures. There's a design out there to match every architectural style. So you really can't go wrong when you're trying to find one that fits the look of your home.
If you'd like to learn more about metal roofing, visit metalroofing.com for resources, education, and access to quality manufacturers and installers. While you're there, be sure to download the Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide. It's a free resource to help you choose, install, and maintain your metal roof hassle-free. Again, that website is metalroofing.com.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, few home improvements bring more beauty and value to a home than adding a hardwood floor. We're going to have tips on advances in hardwood flooring that make this product easier to install next.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping.
Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this spring weekend? I mean, the weather is just glorious. We're all gearing up to a beautiful summer season. So how are you making your Money Pit ready for all of these warm weather activities that we love? Well, whatever those projects are, we want to get you ready to tackle those home projects with confidence, whether it's planning a decor project, remodeling your kitchen or bath, or even fixing a leak or a squeak. We're here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. So subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Tim in Illinois is on the line and looking to tile a bathroom. How can we help you with your project?
Redoing a bathroom in a 100-year-old house, and we're looking at putting floor tile down, possibly with heat under the tile. And I was wondering what the best way to do it by putting a tile on. Do you need to go right to the subfloor, or do you have to have some kind of concrete board underneath the tile with doing heat under the floor?
Well, I mean, sometimes the heat is actually put underneath the subfloor itself. So that's another way to do it from the backside, and it depends on your access issues. But there's a special type of subfloor that's designed for radiant heat or subslab heat, where, especially if it's PEX-based, the piping runs through a channel in the subfloor itself. So there's no chance it could get crushed or anything like that. It's a sort of a channeled-out piece of underlayment. And then once that's done, you can put your tile adhesive right on top of that and glue the tile to that underlayment.
Okay, this is in an upstairs bathroom, so we won't have access to the bottom side.
What kind of a heating system are you thinking about putting in? Is it going to be electric?
It'll be electric. We have geothermal in the house itself, so we've got forced air heat, so it would have to be, I think they have some kind of like electric under mat or something like that. And also I was wondering, is it best to just do the areas where the main traffic areas, you don't need to do the whole floor, is that correct?
No, you don't have to. I mean, it certainly is nice. You don't have to go around the toilet, for example. So, yeah, if you went in front of the sink and in front of the toilet and wherever you step out in the shower, then that should be fine. And, yeah, some of those electric heating systems are really nice. They don't use as much electricity as they used to. You can set them up on timers so they, you know, heat up right before you go into the bathroom and then time out after that.
Okay, so if I get this correct, you can just put like a thin set concrete and then put tile right down onto the subfloor, is that right, with the heating mat underneath?
Right. If it's nice and smooth, you can do that. If it's uneven, then there's a number of ways to smooth that out, either through an additional subfloor material or by setting mud underneath it.
I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Good luck with that project, Tim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it used to be that unless hardwood was installed when a home was built, it was darn near impossible to add it after the fact. But today, the availability of durable, pre-finished hardwood floors has definitely made that project very doable and something that offers real value to a home, which is why you almost always see real estate agents calling out the hardwood floor in their listings and advertisements.
Now, another benefit of hardwood flooring is that it doesn't trap dust and dirt like carpeting can, so they're really a better option for people with allergies, and they're also easier to maintain, and they can last longer than carpet. And if you think about it, they really are one of the longest-lasting floors because, you know, you've got the energy for it. You can sand and refinish a hardwood floor many times, and it all really depends on the thickness of those planks. But if they're super thick, you can probably redo those a bunch of times.
You know, but the finish on the pre-finished floors is so incredibly durable. It's actually more durable than what you could apply yourself if you used unfinished floors. So you're not going to be sanding those very frequently at all. And when it comes to installation, that solid hardwood floor may be installed either above grade, so say first floor, second floor, but they're not recommended for installation below grade like basements. For those areas, however, there's a special type of hardwood called engineered hardwood. It's made to stand up to moisture levels that are common in those damp areas. It's sort of like
I hate to tell you that it's like plywood, but it is, except it's real oak that is on the top surface, so you don't see the structural part of it below. But you know when you have plywood in it and it reverses the grains every 90 degrees with every layer? Well, that's what engineered hardwood is, and it becomes more dimensionally stable because of that. So when it's down, I don't think you could tell the difference. An untrained eye wouldn't tell the difference between engineered and solid hardwood, but it's a good option if you want to put it below grade. Now, lastly, keep in mind that solid hardwood definitely needs to acclimate prior to installation. What does that mean? It means you need to put it in the room you plan to install it in a few days before you actually install it so that it can expand or contract and get used to the temperature and the moisture levels in that room. If not, you may get some excessive shrinkage or cracking that may impact the quality of your finished job.
Deborah in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Okay, I'm purchasing a home that has a couple of stains on the ceiling. And it turns out the stains are located directly under the vents. I don't know any other way to explain it, but they're like there's tubes on the seat on the outside where the roof is. So I was told by the inspection that those rubber stopper things that go around them need to be replaced.
Okay, yeah. So the plumbing vent flashing is what is leaking here. And the plumbing vent flashing consists of an aluminum piece of flash material that goes underneath the roof shingles and a rubber boot that is designed to fit over the plumbing pipe. And they very often, that rubber boot will very often crack and deteriorate and does have to be replaced. Not a terribly complicated job. You know, a roofer or a carpenter can do it in about 10 or 15 minutes. They just basically have to peel up a roof shingle or two right around there. You can do that with a flat bar. You can actually put the flat bar under the roof shingle, get it right up to where the nail is and kind of wiggle it back and forth. That nail will come right out. You can kind of disassemble the roof one shingle at a time, replace the flashing vent, and put it back together. So pretty easy, straightforward repair project, and not the least bit unusual, Deborah. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck, Deborah. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready for spring cleaning in the days ahead? Please, days and weeks, always something to clean, you guys. Well, if that includes doing loads of laundry, we've got a few tips to help you save money next.
Live in the Money Pit. Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We know you've got a question or two about a project in your house, and we are here to help answer those questions. So reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Tommy reached out to Team Money Pit saying the ceilings in our home are 9 feet. Our smoke alarms are in the ceiling, and I have to climb a tall ladder to change the batteries every few months. Is there such a thing as a smoke alarm for the wall that mounts lower so it can avoid the risky climb to the ceiling? Doesn't it need to be at the ceiling for safety purposes, or can it go lower?
Yeah, the smoke alarm has to be at the ceiling. Heat rises, and that's how it's designed to work. So you can't mount that lower. But I have good news for you, Tommy, and that is that smoke alarms today, the new ones, have 10-year batteries. You no longer have to change a battery in a smoke detector. You buy a 10-year smoke detector, you use it for 10 years, and then you simply throw it away and get another one. So I would, the next time it's time to check batteries, I would just take those detectors down and put a 10-year unit in, and you'll be good to go for a decade.
All right, that makes sense, and it's important to be safe.
Well, are you ready for some spring cleaning in the days ahead? Well, if that includes doing some laundry, Leslie has a few tips to help you save some money in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, you must be an expert at laundry right now with two boys that are growing and playing sports and getting dirty on a regular basis.
I'm telling you, there is a never-ending pile of laundry, and I swear I will fold 5 baskets of laundry and then go by my older son's room and the hamper is full again. And I'm like, dude, like, you can wear a sweatshirt twice. I don't have to wash everything.
Yeah.
Also, why don't you do your laundry, guy? So, you know, there's lots of things going on.
Right. Teach the kids to do the laundry, and they will start wearing those sweatshirts twice. I mean, not 14 times, but 2's okay.
2 is fine. Even 3. Whatever. And I'm honestly okay if it's 1, if it's actually dirty. But if you're like, I put it on, and I maybe don't like the way it looks, so it's going in the hamper, I'm on to you guys. I know what goes on in this house. But truly, I mean, there are some ways that you can more efficiently and more effectively do laundry. So when you are doing laundry, because maybe you're transitioning from your cooler weather clothes to those warmer weather clothes, and you kind of have to wash things before you put them away or wash things before you get them out of storage, you know, for the new season, whatever it is, remember, always run those loads full, because you're using the same amount of energy to run that washer, whether it's half full, quarter full, or totally overloaded. Now, you also want to switch loads while the dryer is warm, because that's going to allow you to use the remaining heat inside the dryer from the previous load to the next load. So that kind of helps with the efficiency as well. And I can't believe how many people just don't clean a laundry lint filter. Clean those out every single load. The dryer is going to run more efficiently, but it's also going to run more safely, because that lint is totally what catches on fire. And I've seen people who are campers, and Tom, Boy Scout Tom over here, can speak to this. You sometimes use the lint as a fire starter.
Yeah, that's right. I am not going to explain that trick, because I don't want anybody to try it. That's not properly trained. But yes, you can use lint as a fire starter, because it's very, very flammable.
Yeah, so you got to get it out of the dryer. Don't let it build up in that lint grabber or whatever you call it, the filter, because it is super dangerous. And if you do need some new appliances, you want to use an Energy Star certified washer and dryer. They're going to use 20 to 25% less energy than a conventional model. And lastly, Cold water is just as effective as hot, and that can cut a load's energy use in half since you're not using your water heater to raise that water temperature. And there are special detergents formulated for cold water, and I promise you, it cleans just as well as the hot.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, have you ever had a paint project that didn't dry right or wouldn't cover a stain or peel off faster than it should? We'll share solutions to these paint predicaments on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.